Hi, this is your roving reporter from radio station WFTY, and I'm just
a teenager in love.
And we're going
on town
to chat with several people about the ordeal of warfare. You, sir, what is your name?
Oh, this is the Big Bopper speaker.
If war broke out in the U.S., would you leave the country so that you wouldn't be drafted, or where else would you go?
Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
And what would you wear? Would you? Wait a minute. Is that who I think it is? It is!
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Miss Little Old Lady, could you make a comment to our listeners about the possibility of war happening in the next year or so? Must have something else to say.
Ah, shut up, you face.
Well, if you're trying to make a fool out of me, then...
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
There she goes.
They call me the Wanderer. Yeah, the Wanderer.
That was the Wanderer that just went by. I should have stopped him. Oh, well. Here's another young woman.
Excuse me!
What is your name?
Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue.
Where do you live?
Down in the boondock.
And what is your occupation? You look very young for that kind of job. How old are you?
Sweet little 16.
They call me the Wanderer.
Peggy Sue, come back here. We didn't finish the interview. Oh, well. What about this man with the... in his hand?
Excuse me!
What is your name?
I'm the great pretender.
Who is that you want?
All around. Don't let them take it to the man downtown. Can't sleep at all in the jailhouse, baby.
I'm a tough case. What happened?
Wipe out!
What would you do if war broke out?
Turn me loose. Turn me loose, I say.
Where would you go to take shelter?
Well, that's a hot, 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 hot.
And what would you wear?
I'm a loose-weight shoe.
If you could predict when the next world war would be, what would be your prediction?
It's now or never.
Hey, Wanderer, let me ask you a few questions. First of all, who are all those girls you're with?
Peggy Sue, the little star.
Diana, the little old lady from Pasadena.
Gone around to the little sheep.
Bop, 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 red.
Queen of the hop.
What do you think are the possibilities of having World War III?
I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
What military outfit would you join if World War III broke out?
The brave men of the Green Beret.
Oh no, war is broken out!
This is Blizzard Update, a recap of some of the news stories in Chicago in the past month. First, let's go to O'Hare Airport, where we understand there's a man who's been waiting for a plane since New Year's Eve.
I wanna go home.
Well, we can certainly understand.
I wanna go home.
We have just spotted Governor James Thompson here at O'Hare Airport. Governor, the weather forecast calls for even more snow here in Illinois. What do you plan to do about it?
Take the early flight to fly.
Florida.
Thank you, Governor. Now let's switch to Chicago City Hall, where Mayor Michael Blandick is responding to reporters about that $90,000 snow removal plan. Well, Mr. Mayor, about that plan, how does it propose clearing snow from Chicago's side streets?
Everything's gonna be all right come summertime.
Well, Blizzard Update is now with Chicago's new snow command chief, Peter Schiavarelli. Mr. Schiavarelli, you've only had your new job a short while, and already there are reports of your possible connection with the mob. How do you like your job so far?
Take this job and shove it.
Across from City Hall, mayoral candidate Jane Byrne is holding a news conference. Ms. Byrne, you've leveled a lot of specific charges against the city's snow removal plan. Where do you get your information?
I was going through my man's pockets this morning.
Well, Ms. Byrne, the mayor says snow removal hasn't been all that bad.
Standard line number one.
And Ms. Byrne, the mayor says that the Ken Sane removal plan was worth $90,000.
Let's go one more for good old standard line.
Blizzard Update now goes to the Dan Ryan Expressway, where the snow has caused long traffic backups. Here's a typical motorist. Sir, has the snow affected your travel time?
6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Thank you, sir. There's a Chicago snowplow operator. Sir, the long hours behind the plow. Has it had any psychological effects on you?
Hello? I'm a truck.
And that's the way it was in January in Chicago during the blizzard of 79.
Zilch, Mr. Davalina, Mr. Bob Davalina, Mr. Davalina, Mr. Bob Davalina.
Zilch, China Clipper calling Alameda. China Clipper calling Alameda.
Zilch,
China Clipper calling Alameda.
China Clipper calling Alameda. Self-defense.
It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are. It is of my opinion that it is of my people that the timber. It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that the people are intending.
China Clipper calling Alameda.